You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
By God's grace, we are alive today and well to congregate or be in fellowship, praying together as a family. The glory goes to God. Today is Bethel Encounters Anointed Tuesday. We are here to pray, and let's remember our theme for the season or the month, Psalm 19, verse 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. As we memorized last Sunday at ministry meeting, dominion meeting, I believe that right now you're able to say it offhand from memory. And today our prayer is centered on meditation and preparation of the anointed. Meditation and preparation of the anointed. Again, from Psalm 19, verse 14, we see that effective ministry flows from what we meditate on. When our heart's meditation is acceptable to God, our ministry carries weight and purity. We must meditate on what God has said in his word, and that helps us stay on track, maintaining purity in ministry, not adding other things that must not be added. In following this, or in referencing Psalm 19 verse 14, in the light of meditation and preparation of the anointed or the minister who is filled by the Holy Spirit, we ought to spend time meditating on God's word before ministering, not just on notes. So as you see on your screen, our first point, we must spend time meditating on God's word before ministering, not just reading out notes, especially in today, our time where we have AI. It is very easy to fall into that place where you just send a prompt into AI and then you come and read it out at the meeting. No reading of scripture yourself, no Bible study. No, you just prompt it in AI and after that you come and read it out. And at that point, you begin to wonder that what then is the essence of the minister being there as a vessel through whom we are not just vessels to be reading out scriptures. We must hear what God, or we must speak to the Holy Spirit. Today, this same scripture we read yesterday, today, in which direction or what else can we learn from it as you direct? Lord, use me as a vessel. Then you pray. You don't just prepare with AI and come and read it out. And this is to all our ministers, to all coordinators, and to all members. Let us take cue. Guard your heart from offense. Number two, jealousy and bitterness towards other ministers. This is very sensitive, especially when you've seen someone going ahead with certain accomplishments Maybe you've been desiring to be able to put out some production and you haven't been able to do it yet because of many constraints. And then some other minister or ministers have been able to do so. They have better camera, better equipment. They have money. They even have standby generator besides the main generator. It's like they are well resourced. Then you begin to ask yourself that, what is wrong with me? Should I also just go and network with these people and use their platform? Should I abandon what God has asked me to do? And let me mix it up a bit because, hey, we need to get going. There's something wrong somewhere. If you don't take care, bitterness sets in your heart. Wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking. These things we must put away from us with all malice. According to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamoring for things. Somebody has it, I must also have it. And evil speaking that, oh, it is done. We should forget. It will never come to pass. Things will work out. Things will work out in Jesus' name for your life and for your ministry in Jesus' name. So put away from you all malice. Because the moment you begin to say it, then you get people to support you. Oh, forget about those people. They are not even spiritual. They are just carnal. You get people to say all sorts of malice. Things that are unpleasant about others. Just because perhaps it was God's plan that they would take the lead and then you come in with something different. But so we should see things according to God's lens, and that is in His word, and not allow bitterness towards other ministers. Even ministers that you have encountered who have been unkind to you in one way or the other. People who sat you off stage that they are next and they are the main artist or main minister who is supposed to come. So you are taking so much time. Your time is up when you, even your time isn't up. And they are sacking you, calling you off stage, calling you names, saying all sorts of derogatory statements towards you and DMing you and saying all sorts of things. Allow no bitterness towards any other minister. And don't be a judge for others. It's another man's servant. It is not you who are going to be their judge today. Our third point, ask God to correct your motives. Correct your motives in ministry and align them with His pleasure. Align your motives with God's pleasure. It is not for fame. It's not because you've always wanted to travel to the UK. You have used visas, used all the different types of things that people use. Some will use marrying someone there. Some will use all sorts of things. So this is your last resort. I must be a minister so that I can put it in my passport. So that I can get visa to go and sing at a program outside Ghana. It has become your escape plan. God has given you dominion, not escape. Dominion. That every situation you are, you exercise dominion over it in the mighty name of Jesus. So you must look at it properly and ask God to correct your motives in ministry and align them with His pleasure. You are not in ministry because you want to find a girl, a wife or a husband. You are there to do God's work. And God will take care of every other need as you serve Him faithfully in the name of Jesus. Psalm 139, verse 23 to 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. The Lord lead us in His way, which is everlasting, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are praying our first prayer from Timothy chapter 4, verse 15. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. We are praying, Father in heaven, help me give myself wholly to what you've called me to, not distractions, in Jesus' name. Let's begin to pray. In the name of Jesus, help us, Lord. Help me to give myself wholly in the name of Jesus, to give myself wholly.
Not distractions.
Not to distractions.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We are praying our second prayer. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. We are praying, Father in heaven, teach me to guard my heart diligently as a minister in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and begin to pray right now.
Teach me to guard my heart more diligently in the name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we are praying also our last prayer, Psalm 51, verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. We are praying, Father in heaven, cleanse my heart and give me a right spirit in serving you, in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Cleanse my heart, O Lord. 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 Give me a right spirit in serving you in the name of Jesus. Give me a right spirit, Lord, not to be filled with bitterness, Lord, even towards others. Lord, even to be pure in heart, Lord. Give me a right spirit in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, if you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, I'm inviting you to do so. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16. If you give your life to Christ Jesus today, Christ Jesus, the Son of God, you are going to have everlasting life. That means even after death on the earth, you live forever. You have everlasting life and you don't go to hell or destruction even after death. But it's not only that, even whilst on the earth, being a part of the kingdom of God, there are so many benefits that the Lord Jesus has for us. And you will learn all, you study them, even as you start your journey with Christ Jesus. Just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, today I surrender my heart and my life completely unto you. Please forgive me of all my sins. I turn away and I repent from all my wicked ways. And Lord, I choose today to follow you, to make you my king. And Lord, even let me be your servant. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. as we come to the close of this meeting. God's word says in Psalm 37, verse 4, that when we delight ourselves in Him, He will grant us the desires of our hearts. Therefore, as you sing this last song of praise, hold on to any documented prayer requests you have in faith, knowing that the Lord will turn each one of them into a testimony according to His will in time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the one who died and conquered all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With you, fellowship with the word, that we will be ministers by substance in the name of Jesus. We give you thanks that our documented prayers are all answered. You conquered on the cross, you conquered on the cross, you conquered for us, and you conquered every single thing that has been a problem, that has been a trouble, that has been written on this sheet. You have overcome it all. We give you thanks, we give you thanks. We give you thanks. We give you thanks. One more time. Lift your voice. Sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah to the one who died and conquered Christ in the service. Please contact us via email info@goldmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.